This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't even know, like, do the Mets have any corny songs like that?
Yeah, who let the dogs out?
No, that's 25 years ago.
What do you mean, and what do they play now?
Yeah. Are the Yankees still doing the YMCA thing?
I don't know. I mean, I know the Mets have some corny mascots, so maybe that's their version of corny music.
Mr. Met isn't corny.
No, Grimace.
Oh, well, that, yes, I agree with you there. And by the way,
did you see
the Phillies throw Ronald McDonald throw out the first pitch?
No, they didn't. They're doing this, too.
I don't know if that was... Did I get ball sacked on that one? Hoff, I'm pretty sure. If you could look into that. I think the Phillies had Ronald McDonald throw... I thought I was reading
that. How's he looking?
Online. Lefty. Yeah, you guys interrupted me coming back from break here. I was watching Queen Cohen speak as she's talking to Steve Gelbs. SNY just posted a little video of that.
She's speaking a lot these days. Huh?
You know what? We should play that. Hoff, if you can, because she was saying something interesting there. Go to the SNY Twitter account. It was from 8 minutes ago. Steve Gelbs is talking with Alex Cohen, head of the Mets home opener here. And I think it was something important, BT. She's paraphrasing. I'm just paraphrasing now. We could get the whole soundbite, but... Talking about the importance of how it's common sense, not rocket science, where just treat the players' families with maybe a little more respect. And somebody she referenced was Harrison Bader's mother, which is another former Yankee.
Yeah.
Now, again, does that have anything to do with anything? I don't know, but Harrison Bader is a former Yankee. When he came with the Mets, and then she was, you have it up here, Hoff? Or are you getting it ready? And then she was saying how she spoke with Janice Bader. Okay, let's listen to Alex Cohen speak with Steve Gelbs.
You know, Alex, this is an incredible space. Why exactly did you guys decide to create this family lounge here at Citi Field?
Well, it's funny that Janice Bader, Harrison's mom, came to me 2 years ago and said that in other places the families weren't treated very well, or they were like second-class citizens. And I just said every family needs to be treated equally. And I created the space last year. It was a small space, and I kind of stole furniture from around the stadium, and they loved it. So I decided this year that I would expand it and make it a lot nicer for them.
The Mets, even before you owned the team, were such a family thing for you guys with your dad and your son. As you've taken ownership of this team, how important is just the familial aspect for you?
Well, I grew up, I was born a Mets fan. You know my dad, you've met my parents, my son works here, my nephews work here. So we're always surrounded by family. And from what I hear, we live a little longer if we have more people in our corner. So for me, it's important. When I see people, I always ask about their families, just like you. And where else can you get a hug from the owner every time they see you?
Well, you know, to that point, especially in the business of baseball, everybody wants to talk about the money and the contracts that are out there. But around the margins, how much of a difference do you think that personal touch and that familial inclusion makes to what you guys are trying to do?
Well, anybody can offer you a lot of money. What they can offer you is to hire you as a family unit. So we don't just care about the employee, whether it be a baseball player or our regular employees. We care about their families, and we make sure that they have everything they need. Because if the family's not happy, trust me, the players are not happy, and it's just one more thing they have to worry about, and they can't do their job right. So we are here to make sure they have everything they need. It's not rocket science. It's a little common sense and a lot of caring.
Alex, can't thank you enough. Congratulations.
There you go. Steve Gelb's on SNY with Alex Cohen. And the follow-up for me would have been, are you hiring? I mean, think about that environment that Alex Cohen is creating, BT. I think that means something there, especially when she talks about referencing Harrison Bader's mother. Now, Bader was around. He was with the Cardinals, obviously the Yankees, and then he had a stopgap with the Reds before coming to the Mets. But I'm not trying to make it a Yankee-Met thing, but we know that was a big story with Soto. How much do you think that plays into the Mets changing the outlook of their franchise?
I think it's a really good thing. I think it's, I don't want to say it's getting overstated, because it is a good thing. I'm not here to knock it. You got to win. That's a change. You win. Now, maybe this helps you win.
But you win by getting in.
No, I
know. Ball players.
Maybe this helps you win. I didn't hear Dr. Jeter complain once. I didn't hear one Yankee family member complain once.
Right.
So I.
But now you've heard two former Yankees.
Well,
whether it's Bader's mom and now Soto left.
Yeah.
And a family was a big part of it. Like, we're not making that up.
No, understood. But although Soto did, this was 2 weeks ago, maybe a little less, where Soto, remember, he wasn't quoted as saying that his family was treated poorly. Others weighed in on that. He said, no, it wasn't the case. Like, I love the security guards. They treated me well. Now, maybe the Mets opened up a better home for him. That's great. And we'll see where it takes him. But, I mean, to me, again, it's a good thing. I'm not here to say it's not, but I really don't care. Do you win? Do you lose? Do you have good people? That's it. So we're going to make it seem like now, I'm not even saying that you're doing this, but when we start to compare, inevitably it happens. So let me get this straight. So the Mets opened up this great family environment, and the Yankees have been torturing the family members forever. Give me a break. Whatever.
No, I don't think it's torturing, or I don't think it's even treating them badly, but I think going to a next level to make the players' family feel more comfortable is an appealing thing.
That's why I say it's a good thing. Right. I do. No, again, I'm not here to denounce it.
It's always a good thing. Doesn't mean that they're going to win.
No.
But I hear that, and I want to work there. So if you're a player.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you hear that.
It's
and
more
you're,
attractive.
You're feel, I'm,
it's
now, appealing. I'm not even feeling it. I'm just hearing her say it about other people. I would love to work in an environment like
that. It's appealing. There's no doubt. I mean, now that kind of atmosphere, that's a 180 from a bad atmosphere. There's also such a thing as an atmosphere where everybody's comfortable, maybe not catered to the extent that they're doing.
Correct. I think that's what it is. Let's use the Yankees as an example here. It's not that the Yankees treat families poorly.
No.
Not at all. It's that the Mets have gone above and beyond, and it seems because of Alex Cohen and taking input and saying, we're just going to make it more about players' families. Will it result in wins? Who the hell knows? We have no idea.
Yeah.
But I do think that is another appealing part of the Mets franchise and the change in ownership and maybe the evolution from old school ownership to a newer thought process of, hey, it's more than just about offering the most money. Let's create an environment where everybody feels welcome, their family feels welcome, all of that stuff.
And we saw signs of this, by the way, before we knew what they were doing for the players' families. Just by bringing, Jerry Kuzman, you're going to be retired. You know, we're going to have some different ceremonies that lean into the Mets history, and we're going to change this. So Cohen's always been this guy, and she's always been this woman of opening the door and being gracious and being warm. And let's face it, for the Mets to change how they're perceived, it's never going to be like, okay, look at our championships compared to the Yankees or the Red Sox. Exactly. Or look at our all-time great players compared to the Yankees or the Dodgers. It's got to be a different approach. If you try to be, this is where I'm going to give them a lot of credit. By the way, I give them credit for all the stuff that they're doing, but particularly here. They didn't try to beat the Yankees at their own game. They took a different page from a different playbook and made it more appealing in a different way.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Larry's in Hillsboro, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You guys are awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Listen. I just don't understand. Do we need to give the family members binkies or maybe their baby blanket and welcome them in? It's about wins and losses. Come on, man. Are we serious? Oh, I just don't get the Mets fan or the Mets organization for that matter.
I don't understand what you don't get. What don't you get? Do I need to explain it? I'm going to try to explain it to you as calmly and nicely as possible. Just what don't you get? Are you a Yankee fan?
I'm a huge Yankee
fan.
Okay,
I'm not shocked to hear that.
I love the Yankees.
Okay, and who has won more, the Mets or the Yankees? We'll start off simple for you. Who's won more, the Mets or Yankees?
I mean, do we even have to go there,
okay.
Really?
And then, but you said it's about wins and losses, right?
No. We're worrying about feelings.
Which team did Juan Soto choose?
Dude, we're talking about feelings.
Larry, it's a very simple. Larry, I've asked you the simplest questions possible. Who wins more, the Mets or Yankees?
The Yankees. This all revolves around feelings of the family members. Really?
Okay. Who did Juan Soto choose, Larry?
Larry, just...
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Answer the question, okay. Buddy. You can say the Mets, dude. We
Larry,
know each other.
Obviously, that's not...
You can't even say it. You're so hurt, you can't even say it.
Larry,
oh, my God. You can't even say it, Larry.
Oh, man.
We all know it. It's not a secret. The Yankees know it. Yankee fans know it. You know it. You can't say it. It's a very simple thing. So in your thought, Larry, it's all about wins and losses, which ultimately it is.
He couldn't even answer that question.
He couldn't even answer that which we know. But just say it, Larry. Get it out. Because when you let it out, you're going to feel better.
Oh, man.
The first step of getting over it is to acknowledge it. Acknowledge that you got beat. You, Larry, and your Yankees got beat as it pertains to Juan Soto. Now, what does that mean as far as wins and losses? Maybe nothing. We're going to find out. But when you are talking about emotions and feelings and family, I do think that that was a factor in the Mets beating the Yankees for the pursuit of Juan Soto.
I don't disagree. And by the way, I got over it the next day. I came on the air. I said, I told you what I said.
You did it the right way. You had to.
You had to own up to it. Listen, oh God, it's April 4th. Can I please give my, I won't talk to the Met fan right now. I'll give my Yankee brethren some advice. Guys, gals, you have to understand he ain't coming back. And that's okay. There's a chance, as I said, you know, early, and I still believe it, there's a chance that the Yankees could be better without Juan Soto. There's also a chance that Juan Soto grossly overestimated the future of the Mets, which is one of the things he pointed to.
100%.
Pertaining to the future of the Yankees. These are all come out in the wash here. But you gotta get over it. I'm not saying there aren't going to be nightly comparisons, the Judge and the Soto, and then, of course, when Soto goes to the stadium, Tiki's saying, don't even boo, you know, turn the other way, don't acknowledge him. Like, there's going to be a lot of smoke and a lot of heat. I get it. It's all fun. But you gotta move on. I just don't know how else to say it. Please, God, move on.
The bleep Juan Soto chant still going. Now,
you couldn't pay me to do that. Like, I'm just not moved enough to do that.
Now, what I will say is, and I'm with the Yankee fans on this, if there is a Met fan, because I saw Marash tweeting about this a little bit, if there is a Met fan that is wearing a Juan Soto Mets jersey, or just a fan of another team, but happens to be wearing a Juan Soto Mets jersey to a Yankee game in which the Mets aren't playing,
yeah,
that is that you then deserve to get booed or bleep Soto. Like, that's that to me is a different
circumstance. You're antagonizing unnecessarily.
Correct. So if you're going to troll in my house, from a Yankee fan perspective, now you're going to get it.
Yeah.
But if it's not because of that, and it's been multiple times here, I feel like the bleep Soto chance, and also you know it, like the majority of Yankee fans are still hurt by this. It's going to take a while, and maybe it'll take the ultimate success. Yankees going out there, getting back to a World Series. Yankees beating Juan Soto head-to-head. Yankees, you know, limiting the damage from Juan Soto when they face the Mets. All those different things. Yankees actually beating the Mets this year, which is something they didn't do even with Soto a year ago. So those things are still all at play here, but I do think the Yankee fan is still hurt by losing
Soto.
Well,
I think some are, as evidenced by the last call. Right. I watch every game, but I don't know if it's because of what I do for a living, where I think on some level, I've got to disconnect, not the emotion, because without emotion, that's what makes us. We have emotion, you and I. So I'm never going to be, the day I'm emotionless is the day you will never hear me on the radio again. I'll just back up and say I'm done once the emotion is out, which it won't be. But I do think, for me, I watch the Yanks and I watch the Mets, and it's independent at this point, for sure, of Juan Soto leaving. He's on the Mets.
Right.
I'm watching the Yankees. Maybe it's because I'm having Met and Yankee conversations, which, to be fair, sometimes blur into the Judge Soto stuff and, like, the family comfort, like we just hit with Mrs. Cohen. Maybe the average fan is not able to do that yet. It is my suggestion and it is my hope that you are able to do that. And anytime you're not sure if you can, just remember one thing. The best right fielder in baseball plays in the Bronx. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, the best right fielder in baseball in the regular season plays in the Bronx. Also, to your point, though, BT, and we could have fun with this and go back and forth, I'm with you. I don't even, when I watch Soto now, I'm not even thinking about the Yankees.
The Yankees is yours, dude.
You know, I watch the Yankees, and when I watch the Yankees, I'm not even thinking about Juan Soto from a Yankee perspective. It's been about the torpedo bats. It's been about the Yankee bats.
I agree.
It hasn't even been a thought in my mind outside of these now bleep Soto chants. And even this stuff with Alex Cohen, the real reason why I thought it was interesting is because she referenced Bader's mom.
Yeah. Could be the Cardinals, though. You don't know that.
That's what I'm saying. You know. Just to be fair,
Of course.
Cardinals organization, which he was at a long time.
He was there for a long time.
But he also was a Yankee before he was a Met. So, again, it's not about a Met Yankee thing, but the fact that the family was a big story with Soto, and it wasn't like the money was, you know, a lot of times it's, Mike Hampton goes to Colorado because of the schools. Yeah, okay, you go to the schools. We all know why you went there, because of the money. If the Mets gave Soto $800 million, the Yankees were at $7 million, we could then say, clearly, you could say whatever you want about the family. It was $100 million more.
Yeah.
Even though it might have been more with the Mets, you know, per year, whatever it is, it wasn't enough to justify him leaving the Yankees based on finances alone.
I tend to agree with that. I do. And I've said that. Listen, if you can't get over Soto from a baseball perspective, I know we'll break. Look at it this way. Just look at it this way. Just go back to the most phenomenal one night stand you've ever had.
Yeah.
Okay?
Give me a sec. Okay.
Okay. And understand that's exactly what it is and what it was. Like, if Juan Soto was here for 8 years, drafted by the Yankees, like the national fans.
I know, but it's human nature to I
got you. I'm not saying you can't have the little bank, if you know what I mean. But, like, honestly, guys, like, he was here for 1 year, man. It was an amazing, amazing watch every night with Soto and Judge going back to back. Again, we might not ever see that for the rest of our lives. Lord willing, we all live 30, 40, 50, 80, depending on how old your years, and watch a lot more baseball. We might not not ever come across. That was Garrick and Ruth. It truly was. But he was here for a year, man. If he was here for six, eight, okay, the wound would be so much deeper, and I could see how that would bleed into the regular season. It's a one-night stand. Your wife of 10 years didn't leave you. Your girlfriend from high school didn't break up with you to go up with the captain of the football team.
But they left for your brother.
Oh, the one-night stand.
I mean, that's,
yeah, but here's the, I live in a one-night stand. It's different. One-night stand, you don't really get, I don't have a brother. So I'll take one of my best friends from back in the day. I don't know that a one-night stand would even know my buddies because it's in and out.
No, I know what you're saying, but it's not just that he left.
I know. I understand that. I get that.
That would be bad enough, but the fact that he left for the Mets is, Yankee fans just have a hard time. Look, we all have a hard time processing that. It never happened before. Good God.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.